Age of Transitions.
You're listening to The Age of Transitions. I'm your host, Aaron Franz, coming at you live this Sunday night, November 6th, 2022. Live every Sunday now from the facilities of Ocelli.com. 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time is the show. That's a live show. You can call in then. And tonight I am once again live from Landers, just down the road from Giant Rock, the world famous, mystical, magical Giant Rock. It's a stone's throw away. You're not throwing Giant Rock, but maybe a smaller stone you can throw and hit the world's largest rock, the world's largest boulder, as the story goes. So yes, I'm here. Be glad to talk to you tonight. The call-in number is 319-527-5016. You can also come on the show through Skype. Send Chuck a message. So type him a message. He'll bring you on the show. He's charles.ocelli on Skype. Find him there. Or call 319-527-5016. My website is theageoftransitions.com. You can find the podcast there. You can support the show. Best way to support is buy a copy of Revolve, Man's Scientific Rise to Godhood, my book. There's paperback and ebook copies. Best way to buy the paperback is through the Lulu link. It's on there. So yeah, you can find that there. Thank you everybody who has done that. Also have the Patreon campaign. Patrons, please do not despair. I have not posted new material in a little bit. However, I have a lot of stuff ready to go. I just need to sit down and post it, which I will. So please be patient. More good content's coming to the Patreon feed. In fact, I did an interview today, which I will play next week on the show, or in the coming weeks on the show, if not next week. I'll have to edit it a bit and play it on the show. I'm thinking I might put the unedited version of my interview with Godfrey Reggio on the Patreon campaign, and then the edited version will be on the regular show here soon. So look forward to that show coming up soon. That was really something else. I got to speak with Godfrey Reggio this morning, did an interview, and that was a lot of fun. So the creator of the Koyaanisqatsi film, the Qatsi trilogy, and just he's made other films, and yeah, just a interesting a person. So yes, we're here tonight. Let me think. Oh yeah, theageoftransitions.com, all sorts of ways to support the show. And also do remember the affiliate links if you're ever buying books, or you can buy the Qatsi trilogy from actually bookshop.org too, which I have it on my recommended reading list. It's not reading at all. It's viewing. I might have to change my list around. Another example is something other than books you can buy from bookshop.org. If you go there, click through transitions. Portion would be nice for you. The Libs and podcast. So you can click through my link on the website too. Makes podcasting easy, I will say. That's my quick sell on that. It really does. I've used it for many years. I continue using it. I don't plan on changing that anytime soon. It is worth the monthly fee, which the promo code gets you to skip 2 months, gets 2 months free. So that's pretty cool. But here we are on a Sunday night. I'm in Landers, out in the desert. I'm glad to be. Again, the phone number is 319-527-5016 or charles.ocelli on Skype. So would like to speak to anybody who dares call tonight. It's another Sunday night, the live night of the show. I do enjoy that. A good night to be here. I feel well rested on a Sunday, something that hard to come these days, rest. It's a difficult thing to find. But on Sundays, I'm more apt to be able to find some rest hiding under a rock somewhere. And if I'm lucky, it's a giant rock again. Hold a rest under that. There, I think I've told the story that a man was living underneath giant rock for a number of years. His last name was Kritzer. I think it was Frank Kritzer. He lived under there. He was buddies with Van Tassel. He ended up dying in a dynamite explosion while he was underneath the rock. And then subsequently they filled in the underground dwelling that he had dug out, which was really quite cool. I've seen one photograph of it online. It was really cool looking. He built some sort of, basically made a basement, like a finished basement underneath the giant rock is what he built. And he lived down there. And apparently the climate control, like it had natural climate control where it would stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter, being under the massive boulder. So pretty interesting. Another, just all part of the lore of giant rock and just the general area out here. And then you also have that almost unbelievable story, which is a legend in our own time. It's like this weird, it's got this prophetic angle to it and this legendary angle to it, and essentially just happens, especially if you're thinking of geologic history. You're talking about a giant rock. It's a geological formation. It's happened in the year 2000. That shard, which is quite large, broke off. The tip broke off of a giant rock and still sitting next to it. And as the story goes, it was the next day after some strange New Age ritual had been being performed all day by this strange group from LA was out there performing this strange, again, ritual. And there's this older prophecy of if the rock split, then it had different meanings depending on how it would split. So they're trying to invoke that. Again, I don't know if they tacked this on the story after that's what actually happened or if this even did happen. But that's the story. They were doing this thing, and then the next day in early 2000, the year 2000, like in February, I think, 2000 just clicked over on the calendar. So there's that millennial time stamp on the event, which is almost unbelievable. And again, it's if you're talking about relative time geologically, it's like it's not even an instant, a year, you know? It's crazy. So again, just a more fun with giant rock. And that's where I'm at. I'm in the neighborhood right now, just so you know. It's good to be here. And yeah, the whole millennial concept, like the millenarian eschatological idea of if we rewind time a minute and we think back to before the year 2000 had rolled around, it was definitely a marker, a signpost that we could see coming up ahead on the highway we're barreling down. There were many signs on the way there, right? And the whole Y2K scare was another fun aspect that ties into the whole millenarian concept of we're coming to a new millennium. It's really fascinating to think of that idea of Y2K and how we were so afraid of the year 2000 and of technology shutting down instantaneously, because technology offers us, it has offered us this shining prize, this view that we have of our own future going forward. We believe that it is the necessary element that we have, the Promethean fire that we've obtained, so that we may unlock the secrets of the universe and attain godhood in the coming millennium. And the thought of losing that, I think, was part of the whole Y2K thing. It's like, yeah, we have this, but we are playing with fire, right? That's the metaphor, but the metaphor can almost become literal too. And this isn't literally the burning down of things, but perhaps it could have been if the Y2 scare worked out to be what it was supposed to be, which it did not. Which is also fascinating too, is that we were terrified that we were going to lose our technological advantage coming into this crucial time of the new millennium where it's needed most, where we, it's like our life of where another digit should be. That's a terrifying notion. It's not completely inaccurate, even though it didn't happen too. It's like, okay, yeah, we build up these machines and this technological infrastructure. But what if some detail was so important and we hadn't realized it until it's too late? And certainly that same concept is true. That same general, anxiety over what could happen hasn't dissipated fully. The stakes keep growing. It's not like not like things are getting any less serious as technology continues to expand. It has quite a bit since that time, since the year ticked over from 99 to 2000 successfully. Technology has continued to rapidly advance. And of course, as it advances, we see we have plenty of problems still to deal with. And whether technology will be able to do that or not, that remains to be seen. They're still claiming that it's our only hope. Many are still claiming this, not everybody. Many are still claiming that it is our only hope to clean up the mess we've made with technology and with our the multiplication of our influence over the natural world. Last week, we're speaking about agriculture being sort of the seed of human civilization, allowing it to expand and very much in the alchemical sense multiply, multiplying our influence over the natural world. Definitely an alchemical thing. Agriculture is, to be sure. And there's all sorts of different agricultural motifs and concepts within occult concepts, which is accurate and interesting and worthy of study. So I'll just point that concept out again as something to look at. If you ever have the time, it's interesting to do that. See where start looking for stuff and see where you may end up. It's always fun to just start with a single idea, start looking into it, and see what you can unearth. There's so much to be learned out there, which is exciting. That's always the case. So that's something to take heart in and to feel good about. I do. And the past couple weeks, I've had some opportunity to do a bit of reading in the day, which I have not done much reading in quite a long time. So that's helped. That's helped me mentally and psychologically sort of return to a place where I feel a little better. And certainly creative outlet. My creative outlet is this show, honestly. And if I can't do it. That's all there is to it. I need to have some sort of creative outlet, or I think I would drift slowly, or possibly not so slowly, into madness. Again, one of my personal weaknesses or Achilles heel. I don't know what it is, but it's just a personal problem, I guess. That's a problem of mine. So yes, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here talking, which, speaking is creating. It's the first form of creating, depending on what creation myth you're looking at. Quite a few of them involve that, the speaking, the word, the logos, speaking the world into existence, all of that sort of fun. It's a fun concept to think about, to meditate on, try to unpack, think deep, all that fun stuff, all that good stuff that's easily ignored, easy to get distracted and not be able to make time to do any of it. We all suffer from this. All suffer from the lack of free time. Very few of us have any. I do understand that. And I guess on that note, I will take a moment to thank the listener for the fact that you have some form of free time in that you're spending listening to the show. So thank you for doing that, for spending a bit of your time to listen to what it is I'm saying right now. That means something to me. So I do appreciate that. It's cool. And then I do hope that I can use this show and make the most of it. Just, you know, make a quality program as far as I'm able to, you know. So I do hope, and I'm going to do my best with that. And yes, just have to be here as a necessity, almost. It's almost like that. It nearly feels that way to me. And then, yes, I am recording. Glad to have you there listening live and in the middle of the night there in Australia. So yeah, you are in luck, and I am too, that I have a live listener across the world. That's cool. I see Creative Accidents in the chat too. Hello, and Citizen GX. So this is the Phase Shifter, the chat room at Bocelli.com. Always exciting, always lively. I'm glad to see people here on Sundays now. And as I was saying earlier, I'm glad to be doing the show on Sundays, because it's a good day for me. Good day. Feels good. It's a typically more relaxing day than most. Not always, but usually. And again, if you want to call in tonight, do not hesitate. The call-in number is 319-527-5016. Or send a message to Chuck on Skype. He's charles.ocelli on Skype. So type him a message. He'll bring you on. Or call 319-527-5016. I'm live from Landers tonight. I am here. The clocks were set back an hour tonight, so it got dark incredibly early, which I do not care for. But the body does. And I typically don't go to bed right when the sun goes down any time of year. I do stay up, but still, when the sun goes down, my body goes, oh, okay, you probably should be asleep now. I understand you're not going to be, but here, feel tired. And so, you know, so it is that getting dark earlier and staying up later is not my idea of a good time, but here we are. So yes, daylight savings time, forward, back, all that. And yeah, what fun. Yeah, time, interesting concept. I have not listened to the Opperman Report podcast, Creative Accidents, in quite a while. He's asking a question in the chat. I haven't listened to him in a while. I haven't listened to any podcasts in a while. So no, I'll have to check that out. And we do have a caller on the line. Very exciting. So caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Tiffany James, calling from the wild Midwest.
Wild, yes, yes, wild Midwest. I'm in the wild west and you're in the wild Midwest. It's wild. We're rewilding everything. I love it.
Yeah. So have you heard about this O'Challey poker scheme?
I don't think so. I might have seen like a post by Chuck, but I'm not even sure what it is. Please describe it.
Well, it's an idea that Chuck and BP had about turning the third hour into a poker tournament. But that would have, I don't know how that would work.
Okay, I'll jump in just to help you with this, Aaron. What it is that because, you know, everybody is a little bit sore with me for letting you move out of the Friday night slot. And they kind of want me to do more stuff on Friday night after, you know, in your slot where you were. The guys came up with an idea. Let's play poker. And I said, yeah, sure. We could do that. And we'll do a video thing, you know, and we could do it. We could do it virtually, or we could do it, you know, with real physical cards, whatever. I kicked around the idea. Christy Aphrodite wants to join. Mike Swanson would probably play. B. Pete wants to play. I think Jimmy wants to play. Or you know, maybe Jimmy doesn't want to play. Excuse me. But a couple of people wanted to play. And I said, yeah, sure, let's get together on this and figure it out. Nature Boy said he wanted to play. That's who it was. It wasn't Jimmy. It was Nature Boy. And I said, yeah, let's do it. And, you know, it was going to be like an additional thing to the, you know, just the open mic that I do on Fridays, right? And nobody's really gotten back to me on it, but it would be kind of fun because you could watch, you know, these very extremely weird personalities get together and play for, you know, I was thinking a kind of thing where like we all buy in for $5 or something, you know, like a friendly game. And, you know, or we could play for virtual tokens. I don't know. I didn't even get through the whole thing. I was sort of like, you guys want to do this? Let's do it. And Jimmy's calling it a poker scheme now. I don't know how it's a poker scheme. you know, the blind guy's going to try and operate a camera. I mean, I have chips and cards and stuff, but, you know, I like to play.
I think the state of California has a proposition on the election ballot over whether the O'Challey.com gambling can go forward or not. So I'll be sure to vote yes on that.
You guys do have some proposition about virtual gambling, don't you? Like,
two
really?
Of them.
Actually,
yes.
two of them.
Two competing ones, yes. Very confusing.
I'm totally confused by them, by the way. I have no idea what's going on with your California propositions. So
yeah, I could wrap it all the way around to the octopus conspiracy if we're so inclined, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
Well, if you do that, then you got to involve Colorado trying to legalize magic mushrooms now, and a bunch of other states looking to do it. Which I really hope. No, I'm serious. I really hope to see that. That would be great.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, why not?
You know, I mean, I'm going to sit here in Georgia where it's still all illegal, but I do whatever the hell I want anyway.
I gotta say, Chuck, the idea of the poker game, it sounds like a really cool idea. Yeah, I think you should do it if you're able to. I like it.
Well, the other fun thing is we can invite guests on. Like I said, Mike Swanson, I know I brought it up on the show with him. He loves to go to casinos and play in poker tournaments. It's one of his, like, favorite hobbies.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't want to play against him.
No, and, I wouldn't either.
Creative Accidents is saying he counts cards too.
I don't know if he does, but I know Mike is good, and will probably beat the crap out of all of us if we let him on to it. But I say let's do it. You know, it'd be great. What can I say? Mike, can you take that off of my, you know, can you take what I lost to you off of, your sponsorship this month? You know, I don't know. Maybe I'll have a special deal. No, I'm kidding. Look, we'll all, you know, play fair and pay in and whatever. And the funny thing is, I think people would actually watch us play.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they would.
You know, yeah. Especially if we did the thing
Twitch.
With the cameras.
That sounds like a good show for Twitch, honestly.
See, that's what I said, is we gotta talk to Aaron about how you do the whole Twitch thing, and then do, you know, live poker on Twitch. Why not? People do video games on Twitch, and, there's a couple other platforms where people play everything. Even board games I've seen on some of these, channels, right? So, what the hell? You know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it would do good on there. Yeah, you should, I think you should go for it. Again, if you're able to, you have the time and you can put it all together, I think it would be a good thing to do on the network. And it's very interactive too, which is a good thing. It's always helpful.
And that's the thing, is we could always have guests, you know, any guest could come on and, like, let's just say, you know, we wanted to have you one week. If you were free on a Friday, we could have you play if you wanted to. Yeah. You know, and I like the idea of using a virtual, you know, a shared virtual thing, so we all kind of, like, you know, sit at a virtual table with an avatar, and that would be real easy to broadcast on a Twitch channel or something. But these guys were talking about each of us gets a camera, and somebody actually has, like, the chip camera and actually puts in the chips for everybody.
Yeah, you can do that.
You know, and I was like, okay, we could do that. And this could be like an interesting group effort if you got like four or five players every time. And then there was some discussion as to whether it should be Texas Hold'em or if we could do it another way. But look, I'm open to all the ideas, but I like how Jimmy's like, yeah, there's a scheme, you know?
Well, we've got all this gambling apps now and all this. It's big lately. Yeah. It's the legalization of gambling.
Risky poker scheme, very controversial.
I listen, if we're going to get a scheme together, let's try and figure out how to beat that $1.9 billion Powerball, if anything, because we could definitely spread that around nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Because, I mean, at this point, even paying your taxes...
It's way easier. The Chuckle Chelly karaoke hour.
Oh, God.
Oh, karaoke. I do enjoy karaoke, I gotta say. I actually like it.
The logistics of that would be insane, though.
Yeah, it's true.
You know.
Hey, that is, someone calls in, and you would have songs in a hat. You draw a song at random. Boom.
And just make them sing it?
Easy peasy. More exactly 35 seconds to make the thing move along.
You could even, if you were so inclined, like, use YouTube videos of the YouTube or some online videos of the karaoke.
Yeah, YouTube has a lot of karaoke tracks, right?
Not be easy to do that. No. But yes, the karaoke, the Ocelli.com karaoke versus the Ocelli.com poker is what it
risky yeah. poker scheme. Risky poker scheme versus karaoke, yes.
Well, I got to raise money somehow, Jimmy. What do you want? I mean, it's just I can't be betting you on governor's races every month, you know. So
only once. So
I know. It just once. I mean, you know, but I'm just saying. Which by the way, for the record, anybody listening who doesn't know, Jimmy paid in advance the bet on the governor's race in Georgia.
Oh, God.
Just so you know, because but I want to say it. Jimmy honors his word. Stuff like that.
Very good.
So yeah.
Well, what choice did I have? One night, BP called me at 2 a.m. said, "Don't forget to pay that bet, or I'm gonna bust your foot." All right, all right.
Got a whole system going there. Okay.
Yeah, man. I got no comments on that stuff, you know.
Funny. Well, I got to say, I do like the idea of the poker thing. I am in favor of it. I'm encouraging you to do it, again, if you're able to, because, yeah, there is the issue of logistics when it comes to setting up all that sort of thing. But if you're able to pull that off, then, yeah, go for it. It'd be cool. And, I mean, poker is a Friday night activity anyway, so it makes sense. So it makes just sense in the time slot.
It would be fun. It would be fun.
Yeah. I do miss doing Fridays, because Fridays is good. It's just I can't do it now. I wish I could. I would have kept going like that. But here we are on Sunday, and again, Sunday is I'm liking it. I'm settling into it, and I'm enjoying it. So I do like this very much. And yeah, we'll see. How is Chris Graves getting along? Is he still out here?
He's still in California, yeah. He did his show tonight, but he hadn't done his show in a couple of weeks because he was, you know, out of position and not able to hook in. But actually, he called in and did his show by phone tonight. So,
okay, good.
It's interesting. He had that guy Billy Ray Valentine on.
Oh yeah, I saw that he post. I don't recognize that name, honestly, but I saw that he was posting about that. That's good.
He's been a podcaster for a while. What is it? The Infinite Fringe, I think it's called, is his original podcast.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, now he's, you know, he's part of the Arterburn network over there. Does America Unplugged with Donald Jeffries.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. And then, of course, Chris's show is Mutually Assured Distractions on Chelly Radio Network. So,
yep, glad that happened.
Sure, but anyway, why don't
we just had some weird little ripple that went through the everything. So
really,
yeah.
Okay,
you went down, then I went down, then the feed went down, and we are currently rejoined live, just so everybody knows.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, I was wondering. I was just here talking. Jimmy was listening to me. I wasn't saying a whole lot.
No, guys were connected, but that was it. You guys were. It's weird. We just had something go through everything that just kind of knocked us all off different times. So, sorry. See, there goes Aaron's bandwidth is now getting choked for some reason. Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do to try and control this.
Well, it looks like my upload speed is low. My download speed is high.
Yeah, your connection to me keeps getting challenged and choked off somehow. Because your upload speed is bad, yeah.
Would it work if I connected an Ethernet cord? Would that be, well, wait a minute, I don't have the ability to do that. I'm sorry, I have the cord, but it doesn't connect to the computer I have.
Ah, okay, well, that's troublesome. We're stable at the moment. Let's see if we can get through the rest of the hour, because I had to wait for you, and then it was weird because you went down and then I went down. So God knows what they even heard on the stream there for a minute. Jimmy, you still with us?
I'm here.
Jimmy patiently waited through that. So.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Goodness gracious. Yeah.
This is what happens when we do things live via the internet.
Yeah. My connection was good all this morning. It's showing me like the full bars. So that's odd. Usually the bar symbol goes down lower when it's not so great.
Yeah, but your upload is intermittently dancing, and when that happens, you're not communicating to me anymore. So I can't send you out if I don't get you. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just a simple matter of relay.
Well,
yeah, and then something weird happened to mine. So I don't know what's going on. Are we being targeted? Did you say something wrong, Aaron?
I didn't think I said any.
Yeah, what'd you do? Did you pick on Slow Joe? Did you pick on Donnie? What happened here? Are we being attacked? Did you say something about the CIA?
Not to talk about either of them.
Did you criticize Elon Musk? I mean, what'd you do, man? What did you do?
I mean, I've been known to do things like that, but tonight, and even all the day today, I remember doing any of that sort of thing. So.
Okay. Well, you're
how do you feel about AOC and her obsession, her apparent sexual obsession with Musk? Why is she so fixated on him?
Hey, there you go. There's a question.
I did not know that she was. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is that who we're talking about?
Yeah, she apparently has the hots for Elon Musk. I don't know much about it outside of the rumor, yeah.
Okay. What's the evidence in support of this claim?
Jimmy?
Well, for one thing, he's always on the tip of her tongue. Wink, wink.
Okay. That's a little on the nose or possibly on the tongue. Okay, yeah.
So
she talks about him a lot.
So she just, what, brings Elon Musk up and she's talking about him all the time, I guess? And, like, what's it she saying?
90% of her rallies, I would estimate that 33% of the content is about Elon Musk.
Wait, you know how it is when you're in grade school, Aaron, and the girl that picks on you the most really has the hots for you, you know?
Okay.
I think that's the theory here, and it might be true.
Okay, that's all right. That's what they're okay. I hadn't heard this. I'll have to look into this one. Sounds interesting, I guess.
to show that he's interested, he took away her blue check mark and said, "Send me $8 a month like everyone else."
You know, and that pisses me off. Wait a minute. That pisses me off. You know why? Because I tried to go get a blue check mark thinking that it would only cost me $8 a month, right? And you know what? I can't get one. I'm not allowed.
Yeah. What was the criteria previously for this?
Well, it was this whole thing that you had to be one of several categories of individual or company. And, you know, one of those things is to be a journalist and to have a website that is branded with either your name or the name of a company which endorses you. So guess what? I got both.
Yeah.
You had to have a couple thousand followers and be somebody that is supposed to be noteworthy, which they didn't define very well. But I figure you could be noteworthy if you're just you've been a podcaster for several years. You could be noteworthy in that way, right? So.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so I go and I try. I mean, so are you. You're an author. Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. What the hell? I can't get a blue check mark. They won't even give me the option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was military or veteran an option?
You know, there is something to that. It was. I don't know if it still is based on the new rules because I didn't look at it because I was looking at my own circumstance. But there was something to that. If you were a veteran, yes, you could get a verified. You had to, like, you know, show them your military ID and that kind of thing. And you also had to not be suspended on Twitter. For harmful content, which I have not been suspended on Twitter for harmful content. It's one of the only platforms I have not been suspended from.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, well, I qualify. And, no, I don't. And I even went to the, you gotta follow the get a blue check mark account on Twitter. And they tell you what to do. And I went to go do it. And, it doesn't work because they will not even light up the option for me. So I'm offering. I'll pay the $8. Let me have a blue check mark. Nope. I don't know. Maybe you can get one, Aaron.
Stuff. Like, all of this social media stuff it's annoying to me, first of all. I can't force myself to care about it. But it's always something like this. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about all this other than, like, keep your Twitter. I hope that, you know, it was worth the money spent. Maybe you'll get a good return on investment, Elon Musk and Saudi Arabia. I hope it turns out to be a good investment for you. But me, I'll continue to be on it, but barely. You know? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand. But I think veteran independent media broadcaster ought to be able to get a check mark. I mean, I can count as a journalist. You know, I've covered plenty of news stories.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand why it wouldn't work. That's what's confusing. That stuff is always so confusing. It's like, well, what's going on here? They tell you this list of rules that don't even matter. So it's like, why do you even have a list of rules? Just give me the check if you want to, or don't. Don't make this big long list of rules that doesn't even matter. Just either do it or don't, and then I'll just be, you know, subject to whatever your whim is for the day. You know, why don't they just do that? That'd be more, like, honest.
I'd give those things out to anyone that sent the $8, personally.
Well, that's what I was hoping for, is that, look, I'll pay you your $8 a month. We'll set it up through PayPal. You're familiar with that, Elon. And I'll take it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if Artisan Loaf still has an account, by the way, come to think of it.
Wait, who?
Artisan Loaf.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, okay. He for sure does have an account. I don't know if he has a blue check, but he has an account on Twitter.
No, no blue check, but I'm just saying, I wonder if, you know, he's going to get scrubbed. Because, you know.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I've allowed people to attack me on my website, but I don't know. If I own Twitter, I might not let it happen. Might not.
Well, it's the hub of free speech.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is you can say what you want. So I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. That's the long and short of it. Is I don't know what's going on over there, other than Musk has come in his typical fashion, where he makes a big scene out of it, makes a big publicity stunt out of all that he ever does, comes in the office firing people, carrying a sink or whatever. And it's just, I don't know. Again, I'm straining myself to care. I really am. It's like,
yeah, you're not Geraldo Rivera.
Have your Twitter. Enjoy it. You know, like, I don't care if I'm on there or I'm not. Like, I feel I'm almost mad at myself for being on it, honestly.
So you're not on like the Geraldo tip then, because I mean, he's all bent out of shape now about how Elon has treated his workers, right? You didn't see that Geraldo Rivera is like free. I'm like, how are you going to be upset? Like, you basically fillet any of the corporate masters out there who do whatever to their workers all the time, but you're upset about Twitter employees? Seriously, Geraldo? I mean,
what happened? Geraldo's problem?
Geraldo Rivera is apparently all upset with Elon Musk for his treatment of the Twitter employees. Like, seriously.
I see.
I thought 500 of them quit.
I don't know.
Did they quit or were they fired?
Well, he laid off for like a couple thousand, apparently.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And they all are bringing him to court because there's some rule in California, there's some law that says you have to give notice if you're going to do like a massive layoff. And he was like, even though he gave
that's why he gave them the paid.
Yeah, that's why he gave them the severance packages, I think, to try and avoid that. But still, technically, they're supposed to give them more warning before they fire them or something. And so they immediately, like, filed a lawsuit, like, within minutes of the layoffs. And Geraldo's all upset that these people are laid off at Twitter. I'm like, seriously?
I'm gonna blame that. Might have to get a peripheral. I now need a peripheral device to hook an Ethernet cord up to a laptop. I know that much. Like, if I get, it's just a matter of getting the right one. I can plug an Ethernet cord up to this thing. So perhaps that needs to be my next thing I need to buy. Let's see here. Let's see. Yeah, it looks.
Yeah. You're still having an upload challenge.
Why use it? Maybe it was a mistake in the beginning to even bother with the whole thing. What were we thinking? That's what I'm wondering. Now we've got these things like Twitter and all this, and we're getting what we deserve.
Before the internet, we had to do things the hard way. We had to look at catalogs and call.
You got it.
Had to use your imagination.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, that is horrible.
It hey,
is,
here's another
thing to think about.
Here's another terrible thing you youngins don't know about. We had to memorize phone numbers. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yes. No, I definitely remember that, yeah. I haven't had to do it recently. There are a couple I do have memorized, but not too many, I got to say. Not like before.
Hell, I still remember my first girlfriend's phone number and her mom's. Both, exactly. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I've lost a lot of them over time, but that's impressive memory recall there.
Yeah, 35 years ago, I needed to memorize that, and it never left my brain. So, yeah, for some reason.
Interesting. I have trouble with names and numbers and things like that, so I don't do too good with remembering that sort of thing, typically. So I've lost most of those, but it's okay.
Now almost anybody you meet, though, cannot recite their own cell phone number even. So, you know, it's like if you just say, hey, tell me what your cell is, they don't know the number.
That's bad. That's ridiculous. At least I how do you even get away with that? Because like you have to list your phone number when you're doing all sorts of manner of important things. So what do you do then?
I think they relied on the autofill.
Oh yeah. I guess you could look it up on the phone, or yeah, autofill. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, and they look it up on their phone when they need to. Like they don't have it committed to memory though.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I mean,
and I'm bad too. I've got I've got Mrs. O's phone number on a post-it note stuck to the wall next to me, right? In case I ever need to call her. Seriously, I do.
Yeah.
Because I don't carry a cell, and when I did have a cell phone temporarily, I just had it entered in there. I didn't know what it was. I just pressed, you know, I just pressed the button that said Kim. That was it.
Sure.
You know, sure, I mean, do you know, all right, I'm not going to ask you to give it, but do you know Melissa's phone number off the top of your head?
Yes, I do know hers. Yeah.
Wow.
That's one of a few I know now. Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
I know my own. I know my parents' landline, which was my old phone number, so that's, I still remember. I think those are the three numbers I actually can remember at this point. That's it.
I mean, you know, I know our call-in number because I say it so often, but I mean, other than that, I mean, I really don't have phone numbers committed to memory, none of them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, nothing new.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Well,
you remember any, Jimmy?
Yeah, yes. Oh, I remember all kinds of numbers.
Yeah, no, I remember a lot of old phone numbers, like I said, you know, like but the best is I still remember my very first girlfriend's, like, serious girlfriend's number, you know, which I could tell you the 7 digits easy right off the top of my head, and the area codes changed a few times, but I knew the area codes and the phone number too, you know?
Got it. Yeah.
Indeed, I'm thinking to myself for a minute, I remember my first phone number when I was a little kid. But, ask me what Kim's number is unless I look at the wall over here. I don't know.
The platform you said that they have to pay to use?
Oh, is that, I know. I mean, that's a thing that Opperman uses, isn't it? I can't remember the name of it offhand. Spreaker.
Use a Spreaker. Yeah, Spreaker.
No. John Barber's using BBS.
Oh, yeah.
It's like live video and you have
to... Yeah. BBS, right. No. BBS is a little... Basically, they have what I have, except they have the video component in it, too, now. And then they charge the host, yeah.
Yesterday, So yesterday he was interviewing the mother from E.T.
Mm-hmm.
And they got halfway through the interview, and it was, she just started talking about channeling, and then the thing just cut off. Now, there's a good show. There's a guy you should be recruiting, John Barber. Give that man a show with John Barber.
I have asked John to come on here. Actually.
I wonder why. You'd think he would want to do that.
Well, the whole reason why it didn't happen like 2 years ago is because they were going to the video, which was new for them. And I wasn't ready to go to video because it's much more expensive to maintain a video platform.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to find collaborators and things like this out there. Mm-hmm. It's not as easy as one might think. And yeah, you both have to agree to be on the same page. It's right. A tough part about that.
Right. So Aaron, you are getting toward the end of your hour. If you want to go a couple minutes over, that's fine too, because we got a little bit of a drop off, so you might want to edit that out.
Okay.
Let's
just end it here. Let's put this dog out of its misery just to end the show here.
Sure.
And hopefully Uncle is going to be calling into his own show again because I'm out here in Landers. This is the way we've set things up. So he'll be calling in soon. We'll just go to that show here in a few minutes. But yeah, this is the Age of Transitions you've been listening to. Again, Sunday nights on Ocelli.com. We're here. Couple of technical problems, which I just have to get a peripheral device for my laptop. It's always some other thing. Now it's going to be a peripheral thing so that I may plug an Ethernet cord into the laptop. So I think that might take care of the problem. Lander's internet is not known to be very good. However, I mean, the connection from what it doesn't seem that bad. It seems almost better than my Wi-Fi connection back in Riverside, but I don't know. I don't know. Something's going on.
You know what you do? You call up the company and you tell them you need them to increase your upload speed and clear that up, and they probably can. They're probably throttling it down because most people are interested in the download speed so they can stream movies and stuff. They're not doing communication. That's what the problem is.
Is this, am I on the air now? I can't tell.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, I am. Okay, good. So again, this is the end. This is the Age of Transitions radio show. Theageoftransitions.com is my website. Stay tuned to Ocelli.com, the Ocelli Radio Network, because next is the Uncle Show. So hang around for that. Yeah, theageoftransitions.com. My name is Aaron Franz. As always, I will leave you by saying seeker, seek on.
The Age of Transition.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com. Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough.
Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now.
Go there now.
Go there now.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm interested in the truth about the JFK assassination.
Right. Well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, she knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now. Has a real expert on the JFK assassination look into her claims?
Go to Amazon.com. Enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Barry Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book, and it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Barry Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
Revelation through conversation.
Chili.com.
Revelation through conversation.
Warning, 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 warning.
This is a Menacing Podcast. Code Red, Code Red, Code Red, here we are. Pick up your iPads, your cell phones, and hang me and listen to Uncle the Podcast. Watch out. If you're sitting down for this, or if you're standing up, you better get ready for this, because it's going to hit the eardrums. Uncle the Podcast.
You are listening to Uncle the Broadcast. My name is Aaron. I'm the nephew-in-law. Here with me is the star of the show, Uncle.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am calling in again tonight because this just seems to be a very good idea. I am in calling in on my 280th broadcast. Okay, now, let's get, this is the comedy show. Now, whoever's on the line, let's get it ringing. Hello.
Okay, first one up, we had Jimmy James held over from the last hour, Uncle, and stay tuned, you'll hear more noises for the phone, okay?
Oh.
Jimmy, you're live.
The noise would be me. Here I am, Jimmy James.
That was so nice. Jimmy. They named him twice.
Hey, Jimmy James. We are going to talk about, guess what?
Hopefully it's the Lions kicking the Packers' butt.
Well, then, it is that. That, you know, it's in the sports line.
You going to talk?
That's on the mind. That's on the mind.
You're going to get into the Astros, aren't you, Uncle?
Damn, sorry, Astros.
I knew
Boy,
it.
We have cheaters in baseball, people. We have cheaters in baseball. Nana says, as long as he talks about this stuff, and I just can't understand. This is absolutely ridiculous. How did they ever get into the playoffs? I don't know. I really don't know. A telephone on the phone. Who is this then?
New call, Uncle.
Caller. New call. Wait. Hello? Who's
Hello?
On?
Hello, caller.
Who we got here? Hello, caller.
It's Travis.
It's who?
Travis. Well, oh, Travis. Yes, where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from, Jeff?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay, good.
An Ohio boy. What?
All right. How do you find the show, Travis?
My buddy Gio Cordy listens to Uncle, and he gave me the number.
Okay. Yes. Yes. You've called in once before, right, Travis?
Hey, yeah, Cordy.
Another phone call.
Oh my gosh, we have another call, Uncle. Man, this is getting to be a busy phone line, Travis.
Who is this on the line?
Hang in there, Travis. We'll get right back to you.
Take it easy. I'll be back with you. Who's on the line and where are you from? Hello. Hello,
Mama Blue.
Uh oh.
Who is this?
My mama's womb.
This is Cooley.
What the heck is Mama's womb? Oh, Cooley.
Sounds like...
Up, Uncle?
That guy? Oh, I wanted to talk to you about Cooley. You got something. You got that
What's
on
up,
my arm?
Buddy?
On my picture on the arm yet?
Been there.
Oh, yeah.
Got it all scooped out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, appreciate you giving him the contact, a new customer on the line for me. I appreciate that.
No problem, bro. Yeah. I represent you all day, every day.
Yo, okay. Well, what we are going to be talking about is and Ed should be disgusted at himself now, wherever he's at.
With himself? Why with himself, Uncle?
Yeah. He'd be disgusted.
You know, Uncle.
Uncle. Astros winning.
I need to make you aware of something, Uncle. Right now, I'm looking at the live listener count. And,
John is pissed. He's pissed, I know.
There are.
I know he's pissed.
You're not going to believe this. There are 6 or 7 listeners in Houston, Texas.
I picked up customers at Houston, Texas?
Houston, Texas. You got 6 or 7 of them there. One keeps going away and coming back. And, yeah, there's...
What the heck? I'm going to tell that fan, hey, hold on to that.
Hold on to that customer.
I'm going to do something. I want that baseball man, whoever it is in Texas, to listen good and listen good. You are a serious baseball team, cheat on baseball I ever heard of.
If you're in Houston, don't hesitate to call 319-527. Yeah, he's bringing the ruckus, all right.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure, cool.
Wow. Yeah, they're listening on an iPhone. You got an iPhone, you got an iPad, you got a device called an Axios, which I've never heard of before. You got somebody listening on a computer. All in Houston?
Comedy show. They love my comedy show. I can't help it, Chuck. They don't care for that.
Fair enough, Uncle.
His hour. They call for my hour.
Yeah, you.
I can tell you that.
You went. Yeah, Aaron had like one. Aaron had one listener in Houston before, and I think we know who that is. And now he's got like now there's six or seven on there. Yeah.
Did you tell him? Did you tell him that cheaters?
You're telling him.
Tell him they're cheaters.
That's your job, Uncle.
You tell him they're cheaters.
Hey, you're telling him.
You should have told him when you had that listener.
I
finally got on the phone.
I just see him
trying to get a guy on the phone at Houston.
Hey, I just see him on
who's
the list. I see him on the listener line. Nobody's calling from Houston yet, but they can. 319-527-5016.
I want to hear what they have to say, them sorry team.
There you go.
Uncle,
I really
want to
hear it.
Active in the Twitch chat asking. He's asking, yeah, because he's in Houston. He's asking how many points if I put the Uncle sticker on the Astros bus.
Yeah, 40. Sorry. Puts a sorry baseball team. Don't.
Yeah.
Baseball team.
If you put the Uncle sticker and the Ocelli sticker on the Houston bus, I will send you a silver certificate, Creative Accidents. How about that?
Yeah. And tell them never be stealing signs again.
Yes.
It would have been okay if they hadn't stole any signs. It had been fine. But they have stole signs of that series. I do not like.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
cheating
it's
cheating in baseball.
It will
it's
live
cheating
in
infamy. Baseball.
Well, that's cheating,
that's
no doubt.
Still, it's still in conversation. I mean, even though it was, 2 years ago?
It was 2017, I think. So longer than that. But yeah, we remember it still, obviously. And I'm a bit surprised that Cooley's made it here to the phone lines because isn't Kansas City playing right now? Is that happening, Cooley?
Yeah,
they're playing
right now. Cooley.
You're playing right now, buddy.
How are you able to call in?
Kansas City Chiefs are going to be calling out. They're calling out. They're going in. Tennessee's taking them out.
No, they ain't. You want to bet on that, Uncle?
I think they're the only team that can handle. Tennessee is the only team that can handle the Chiefs because they know how to play them. I think that's my thought about it because I've been watching that game. Last hour, well, he was on his line. I was watching, and I saw how the coach operates, how he runs his offense. He runs it the way you're supposed to. Cover the proper people.
You talking about the Titans, Uncle? Is that what you mean? You mean the Titans?
Yeah,
the
Titans
coaches?
Are covering. They're covering them. They're very covering them. Very good.
Is it not manned today, coverage?
Yeah,
it's
manned
tied
coverage.
Now, I'm told. I'm told the game is tied, manned coverage. I don't know. What say you, Cooley?
Nine to 14? Wait,
wait a minute. I hear it's tied. No, that's...
Sorry to bust your bubble, old buddy.
Oh, they just scored? Oh,
they're going to.
Cooley says they're about to score.
Everyone seems to forget about the old Minnesota Vikings, who have a pretty impressive record so far.
Telephone. Hold on. Oh, yeah, got a phone call. Yeah. Hello. Who's on the telephone? And where are you from? Just a minute, sidekick.
New caller. You're on.
New caller. You're on.
Dusty Baker sucks.
Got to break it. Okay. There comes a Houston fan. I mean, a Philly fan. Hey, Philly fan. What do you think about this cheating in baseball from 2 years ago?
I think that's all he wanted to say over there. He hung up.
That's it. Okay.
What happened? Get back over here. I want to talk
to
that.
I feel like
man.
That might have been
get back
Count
on
Pepper.
That line.
Let me check.
I think it might be.
Let me check that area code.
You intimidated me.
I just do.
Let me check the area code. Hold on a second. I got to see this area code because I think it's a.
They're going to catch him.
Is it somewhere in or around Philadelphia, Pennsylvania?
Hang on, because I think it is. Because
isn't that court?
Isn't 215 a Philly area code?
I don't remember. I think so.
Let me see. Hold on. I think it is. 21. I think you just got a call from Philly.
Yeah. I'll bet that was Count Pupper.
Oh, that was a Philly.
What else?
He's saying go birds right now.
Well, Count Pupper would have called from New Jersey, though.
Oh, he calls from Jersey. Okay.
Come from Jersey. What's he traveling?
Yes.
He's going to get on the same bus that Dr. Oz got on to try to become governor of Pennsylvania.
That call came from Philadelphia. Oh. That call came from Philadelphia.
Okay.
See, you told
you.
I told you I was a Philadelphia fan.
215. Call back in, 215. I don't know who you are. You're a wireless caller. You just wanted to tell us. What do you say? Dusty Baker or something?
Yeah, Dusty Baker sucks.
That's what he said. Okay. I know what he said. I know what he said.
That's how Uncle Lou terminated him.
He's going to be retired anyway. You're not going to know that. He's not going to coach.
I thought he's that caller said, let's go. I thought he said, let's go, Brandon.
Hey, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I clearly heard Dusty Baker. I don't know the rest.
because he
terminated me.
What was that, Travis? What did you say, Travis?
What did you say, Travis?
That guy said that he sucks.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I didn't hang up on him, though. He hung up. So, call back in, dude.
How much time left in the game, do you know?
How much time we got left in the Chiefs game, Cooley? 1 minute?
Minute one.
Oh, wow, that's it.
Another phone call.
Done.
Hold on.
Get excited.
Hello, who's... on the line here. Oh, it might be overtime. Hey, it's the count.
Oh, now we have the count. Now we have the count. All right.
Yeah, the other guy was not named. I'm calling in to say Astros suck and go birds.
Okay. Other guy, not you. Got it. Good to know.
Now, just a moment. Now I'm really confused. Go birds. What the heck is up?
It's the Eagles, Uncle. The Eagles. Those are the birds he means.
Oh.
Those birds.
Oh. Well.
They're doing well.
They're going to joke eventually.
And I was correct. Count Pupper does call from a New Jersey area code. Just, I'm not going to give it out, but he does call from a West Jersey area code. The other guy was from Philly.
Cheerleaders. Oh, entertained me to us when the Dallas
Cowboys
backed out of the thing for no other reason really other than that I made the Redskins like my number two team. But anyways, now that the Washington Redskins no longer exists, ain't I allowed to pick a different secondary team?
Yes. Yeah, you could, because changing? Oh, that's another question I was coming out.
Yeah, what are they now, the Commanders?
Changing a football team.
Commanders.
Yeah, they're Commanders. They're changing a team, make sure you can change a team. Because of that reason, they change a team a name. And I thought that was a terrible change anyway, in a team, because it thought of the state of United States capital.
Oh, you think the name that they changed it to could have been a better choice? Is that what you're saying, Uncle?
Yes.
Like Commanders is stupid, you think?
Yeah. Because that Commanders, I don't even know how to understand them. I mean, I really don't like that man. Truthfully, I'd rather have him stay with Washington. Because it had
like the Washington football team. Washington football team. Yeah, I didn't mind that name actually.
It had a reason to it.
Yeah.
But made sense. But the Commanders, but the Commanders. Listen, you have a commander team. What does it mean? A commander team. That don't make any sense to me.
Let's ask Travis. What do you think Commanders mean?
Travis,
what's your thought?
What does Commanders mean?
I have no idea.
See, that's
you're
what
not
I'm
alone
talking
then,
about.
Are you, Uncle?
Just what I I'm not wrong, because that is the stupidest name I ever heard.
How are you going to have it calling me that thing?
Because it comes out... Cleveland, Brown. That's
yeah,
no, not Brown.
Too, Uncle. Yeah.
What? Who?
The baseball team has a new name.
The Indians are now, the Guardians or something?
Yes, Cleveland Guardians.
Oh,
yes.
The Guardians. That too. Yeah, I agree with that too. The Indians, they should have been stayed with the Indians instead of the Guardians. I don't get that. That makes no sense at all.
I'd like the Guardians better.
I could say leave the teams as is.
If they were the Cleveland Gardeners, I'd like them better, I think. Guardians
Cleveland
is just
Gardeners
stupid.
Is a good name.
That'd be a good name for a San Diego team.
Yeah, but I know. Yeah, and I don't understand why they have to do it that way because of that one stupid reason.
Could have the California tossed salads. Or the Indiana Garden Gnomes. Connecticut Garden Gnomes. That's even better.
Who?
I'm begging Elon Musk. Elon Musk, if you can hear me, if you really want to make the world safe for democracy, Michigan needs a second football team. Make it happen.
I mean, I would put this for this. For next year's standings names, watch what you say with football names, because some of them don't even make any sense.
It just
that's
goes,
my opinion. About
if Elon Musk was to get a second team in Michigan, what would he call it? Like the Flint Poison Waters or what? I mean, you know, what are you going to do next?
Well, if they wouldn't have blew up the Silver Dome, they had a perfectly good building right there he could have bought. Could have been the Pontiac, whatever. Cruisers.
The Pontiac Park. The Pontiac Park.
Even the top spinners would have some kind of meaning.
The Pontiac Carjackers.
Spinners.
Top spinners? Or that one too. That one. Carjackers. That sounds good. But at least that has a meaning. It's in the state of the state. If you think about it, it does make sense.
Yeah. But
the only team that don't have an NFL team is West Virginia.
West Virginia?
West Virginia.
That would be a good team.
Yeah, they don't have an NFL team. People in West Virginia cheer for the Steelers, which is why I'm thinking that's going to be my new second team.
You make the Toledo Mud Hens a major league team.
But you know what? I think that coach is going to go.
What?
What coach?
For the Steelers.
Oh, for the Steelers.
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's about to go right out the door if the owner agrees with it.
What do you think, Cool? Is that happening?
If Rudy,
I don't think he's
Rudy
that good.
He's
been playing with him. He's been coaching him. But I think something in the mind of the owner might be thinking about something. Don't be surprised if somebody on the line on your phones, if you have ESPN or Fox, don't be surprised if you don't hear.
I'm getting some chatter in the chat room and also on Skype privately. They don't want to call in, but they're asking questions about the New Year's Revolution. So I wanted to see if you want to answer that. Because they want to know.
We're having it this coming year.
Yeah, definitely we're going to do it.
This coming year.
But they're asking about what are we going to like keep up the tradition of the Honey Jack, or are we going to have a different shared drink? We're going to do a shot all together, or what?
I don't know. I'll do a shot, but I don't know about Sidekick there.
Sidekick.
Hey, that's
Shaky.
As
long as it's not Santa wine, I think it'll be all right. Yeah. So, Aaron, what do you think? Honey Jack?
One saw one opportunity, Aaron.
I'll take a shot at something. I don't know what. But I'm ready. I'm okay.
Listen, I'm all for it.
Maybe a shot at something. Take a drop glass. One shot of Ken Ham. I'll let you have one shot of what you want. But don't go any further than that. Because remember how you are, Sidekick.
I was trying to find a place to get. I was trying to find a place to get the drop glasses made, Uncle. And I didn't come across. I didn't come across with a good price on that yet, but I'm working on it. There's a guy who's got these ones that are shaped like a skull, that are shot glasses that you can get something printed on the back of them. But I'm not sure if we're going to go with that because they're a little high priced. But coffee mugs might be a thing, and I say. You can always drink your booze out of a coffee mug. So
yeah, I can use it for my tea drink too.
Yeah, exactly. So
That won't be bad. I won't be bad.
Well, then, what do you think about?
Find out about it.
Well, there's two questions here. Two questions here. Either we could get Uncle the coffee mug. All right, which is easy to do, and I found a decent price on that. Or we could do a shared network one, because I'm definitely looking at maybe getting 36 of them made, network coffee mugs. Try and raise funds, you know, as a thank you gift. Not necessarily to sell them straight out, but if you make a donation, you'll get this as a thank you. The Ocelli.com coffee mug.
Okay.
You should put like this mug belongs to, and then put like an Ocelli.
Wait, you saying we should get them personalized, Jimmy? Like, if you get an Uncle mug, it could be like...
Yeah, it's a gag. It's a gag. Like, someone will get a mug, they'll say, this mug belongs to BP, or whoever.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Can you imagine that coming out? Can you imagine that all coming out?
See, that's...
throwing that online?
That's a great idea, though, because it's like... This is the Uncle mug, and then this is the Aaron mug, and this is Chuck's mug. Yeah, okay.
We can have all three done then. We can do all three like that.
That's not bad. See,
we
see
do
who.
All three like that?
We'd have to take votes, though, because we got to get them printed, and we'd have to get them printed in advance, so we'd have to find out. You know, I mean, I don't want to get stuck with a bunch of, you know, I don't know, Nature Boy mugs or something. I mean, I don't need to get stuck with those. You know?
I'm sure you can sell them,
Jeff. I wouldn't mind it, though. But what are you going to have to do? We have to get these in boxes.
Oh, yeah,
these
yeah.
Boxes,
yeah. But the thing is...
You size boxes and get as many as you can get to put them in them and then see how it goes from there. and see what we can get.
Right. Aaron, and did you find out anything about
them now.
Did you find out anything about the printing of the drop glasses, Aaron? Because the ones that I got, that I got a line on, they got a skull face on the front, and then we can print something on the back. So it's like it's a big shot glass. But those are like, wholesale. It's going to wind up costing us $8 without counting the shipping. So it's a little high on the drop glass.
That's bad.
Yeah, right.
That's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm still working on it.
I haven't looked into it. Aren't there sites that just kind of, it's like print on demand equivalent with books, but it's with other merchandise where if somebody orders a coffee mug, they make one, they send it out.
Yeah, it's a cafe press. Cafe press does that.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
What is that no good, Chuck? Is that,
well, see,
I know that would have to be easier, right?
Well, it's much easier on us, yeah, but the problem is that 5 years ago when I looked into it, there was no way to charge even just a plain print logo of my logo on a T-shirt. They were going to be $30, and I was only going to get a dollar out of it. You know, but, of course, we don't have to do anything. We could do that. And you could get, shot. But a shot glass might cost somebody $20 that way, and you'll get a dollar, and people will be, like, mad at you because they'll be like, you're overcharging us for this, and meanwhile, you're going to get a dollar for your headache. So, God help you if it's broken, somehow gets broken in shipping. I don't know what the insurance situation is with that even. So, I would think that
Cafe Press would handle all that, which would be good in that regard, that you wouldn't have to do it and send them another one.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Yeah, that sounds pretty terrible.
Yeah, I mean, but I can go a third of the cost if we were to get, on most of this stuff, like the coffee cup thing. It would cost $25 for a coffee cup for somebody, and you or I would get 75 cents to a dollar out of that if we went with the Cafe Press.
Yeah, that's no good.
At least if we offered them out, the coffee cups that I'm talking about, if we offered them out and shipped them ourselves, we're not going to make a ton of money either way, but we could offer them as a thank you gift as opposed to a direct retail. And that means, we can also throw in some business cards, some stickers,
Yeah.
Throw in a little extra.
That's a good way to go. Yeah. There's so many things that are cost prohibitive these days. Just shipping alone is such a pain now. It's so much more than it used to be. Right. It makes all the stuff difficult.
Well, that's why I said there's no way that we could go with a minimum, a minimum thank you gift on like $30, $35. We'll send you the coffee cup, not as something you bought, like the hats. Hats shouldn't have been $30 when I made the $30 hats, but that was your thank you gift for kicking in $30. So you're getting a gift for helping to support the network. That's different than if you're just buying it straight out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
no,
Chuck, I need some stickers.
And
the problem is these prisoners ought to be forced to make our cheap stuff.
Oh, if I could get in on, listen, if we could get in on the prison labor market, Jimmy James, we could, sell a coffee mugs for, $11 and keep a little profit.
$11.
Yeah, probably
make profit out of that.
Probably make $5 on each
out
one.
Of $11.
Yeah,
$5 out of that for a profit.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
When you go to a Bohemian Grove this summer, Uncle, why don't you ask around about that? See if you can make that happen. The whole prison labor thing. Maybe that could be a good way for us to solve this problem we've come up with tonight.
Hey, I know I can ask.
There doesn't seem to be
neighbor.
Another very good solution.
I can ask my neighbor.
Nancy Pelosi. Used to work there. Pelosi's running that whole sweat market. Out there, you got to talk to the big lady.
You want to check with
big
the Pelosi sweatshop? That's where we're going.
Who is the big lady?
I don't know if I could do that. I don't know.
James, who's the big lady?
Nancy Pelosi, the aunt of your governor, Gabby Newsom.
Asking him.
No, he really is.
These are the jokes,
he really
folks.
Is his aunt.
Go with it.
I want to make it clear. Nancy Pelosi really is the aunt of Gavin Newsom.
He is? I never knew that. Is that so? All the time? Wow.
Interesting. I know some new merch for y'all.
What do you got?
What you got?
And not for nothing, she's also her other nephew is the head of the California legislature, like the leader.
How do you know all this?
Okay.
You know all this?
Fact checking.
Government operation going on here.
Doing my best
to, we got, Chuck?
Doing my best to fact check the, Governor Newsom related to Nancy Pelosi thing. Apparently they do have a distant relation.
I honestly don't know if it is or not.
Yeah,
honestly don't know.
Apparently they do have a distant relation according to, multiple sources. I wouldn't say that she's directly his aunt, like as in, you know, she's his mother's sister or father's sister, but, According to Ancestry records, they are related.
All right.
They are related?
Who knew?
I never knew that.
That's surprising.
After Wikipedia, they are aunt and nephew. At least that was their relation.
Now, here it is. Governor Gavin Newsom's aunt, Barbara Newsom, was once married to Ron Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's brother-in-law. Barbara Newsom and Ron Pelosi divorced in 1977. So, through marriage, they were related in that way. There you go.
What about the Speaker of the House of California? Look up Nancy's profile.
Nancy's profile? What do you mean, her Ancestry.com thing?
Nah, Wikipedia.
Well,
I hope it's not her Bumble profile we're pulling up.
Yeah, or, you know, some...
Please,
or,
let it be Wikipedia.
God help us, nobody wants to see anybody's Grindr profile right now, okay? Just saying. and I'll leave that joke to your imagination.
I'm kidding. We're talking this, trying to understand ourselves here.
Hey, Comedy Hour, what are you going to do?
We got in the middle of this conversation where we were had, and then we jumped into a late
show. Sorry, I got in the government hour. I wasn't supposed to do that. That's bad of me.
It's okay.
No, this
That's
is
deep
not
in
happening.
There.
A Creative Accidents has actually dropped an interesting link to what looks like you can get personalized shot glasses at Shutterfly, and I guess you can print a picture on them. I'm trying to load up the cost here, but everything's running like mud.
That might be good.
Oh, yeah.
Ask
them
how much it would cost.
Well, it's looking like you can order them without shipping for about $5 a pop and put a photo or whatever on them. But, you know, these are the tall, skinny ones.
Shot glasses might be much cheaper than those mugs because they're small.
Well, they will be cheaper, but I like the idea of the coffee mug. I think we're going to do that for the network. But Uncle's Revolution shot glasses, this might be worthwhile here, Aaron. Go with the Shutterfly here.
That might be working.
Shutterfly.
I think you should do fully digital, Uncle and Chuck.
I'm going to get a personal one myself, and then I'm going to send them out.
Well, Cooley, you could go and make
any from you got.
Cooley, you could go and make your own Cooley digital ones, and offer them up. You know, people that listen to the show might want them. Plus, you know, the people that follow the Wu-Stang might be into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a winner.
It's an idea.
You
see.
Try that.
Here we go. We're brainstorming business opportunities.
I think you guys should
make a pumpkin out of that. Hooey, you might make a pumpkin out of that.
Yeah, might be able to be
Did
a pumpkin.
Do you think on to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, in the live
That's
chat room,
easy, Casey.
in the live chat room at Ocelli.com, Creative Accidents dropped, full credit where credit's due, Creative Accidents dropped the link to the personalized shot glasses, and it looks like it's fairly affordable right there. Nice.
Okay, I see that link.
Let's vote on this. I'm getting angry. Chuck, I'm getting angry on this.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Do you think we, if we could get what he said in the chat room, and you're on the chat room there, they're thinking we can do this, let's put it to a vote.
Well, I say Aaron would be
all
the...
All right, who's got the first day?
Yeah. Okay, so what do we got here? We got Jimmy James first is on the line. You vote yay or nay on the Uncle Shot Glass, Jimmy James?
Jimmy James?
For use at Uncle's Revolution, I think it's a really good idea, so I vote yes.
There you go. So then the next caller we have is, what was it, Travis?
Yeah, it was Travis, I think, wasn't it? Or was it?
Yeah, I bet yes.
Yeah, it was Travis.
Travis votes yes, and then you got Cooley.
Hell yeah, because you bring the ruckus, Uncle.
There you go. So Cooley says, hell yeah, and there you go. All of the callers that are still on the line are all in the affirmative on the Uncle Revolution shot glass.
Man. Oh, boy.
Okay, well, if we can afford it, Chuck, you think we can afford it?
It's going to be a matter of, hey, look, the postal expert here, okay, sidekick there, is going to have to figure out the postal on it. And then, for a donation to the network, we could get them made and sent out, and it would just be a matter of taking care of the postage. And there you go. What do you think, Sidekick? You willing to do the work? Uh-oh.
We could give them out as gifts for maybe somebody... win some game we do on the... Something like that.
Yeah,
Well, that'd be one of my... That would go to my collection, you know. I got a collection agency on this deal. So yeah, that's going to be going towards it. But then the rest of them, like you said, we'll send them out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get one, too. I mean, I got to have one for my bookshelf, at least.
Oh, yeah, you too. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
you too.
Yeah, you'll get one.
So we do that, and we're gonna get the car, Chuck.
What about Uncle Piper bong?
Oh, what? Bongs? I don't know about
Uncle
that.
Pipe?
A bong?
I get in trouble. Bong.
Well, you know, look, it ain't like the old days. Fun. You're not Tommy Chong, so it ain't like the old days. You wouldn't get in trouble for it. It's it's a pipe. It's a tobacco pipe.
Pipe, I suppose that somehow the logo built into it. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah.
that. Well, wait a minute. That's still legal.
Yes, it
you
is.
Got a point.
Yeah, you just called it a tobacco pipe.
It is legal.
Tobacco.
Tobacco pipe. Oh boy. I'm going to have to take
legal smoking herbs.
Little disclaimer.
Only for legal smoke.
Little disclaimer, you just say this is for use with tobacco products. That's it. You know, what they decide to do with it at home is their business.
Yeah. There we go.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen that trick before. Yeah.
I have to think. Let me think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that one.
Yeah, well.
What's up, Cooley?
We've got the cup anointed. We got the cups. Could
have. I mean, some Chuck stickers, and I think Chuck and Uncle should not make TikTok.
Make a TikTok?
Yeah, they should make their own TikTok account.
Oh, I'd love to make a TikTok with Uncle.
Talking about a TikTok account, I still got things I have to put on this line for a TikTok account. I have some
Cooley Digital's doing a TikTok.
Yeah, you're on there, right?
Trivia. Who are the lot? Trivia. I have some TV trivia. What was the name of the children's television show where they were involved with Operation TikTok?
I've heard of that.
I don't know.
Tic Tac. I don't know.
You may have stumped everybody here. I don't recall it. I know that there's a factoid floating in my head about this somewhere, and I can't remember the name of the show. It's not connecting.
Recheck that again.
What was the name of the children's show where the operation, which was the basis for the character's problem, was known as Operation Tic Tac?
I'll just give you an answer.
It seems like everyone's stuck. The answer? The Time Tunnel.
The answer to the Time Tunnel? I've not even heard of that.
Yeah, you got me. I thought I somehow knew the answer, but I did not. I don't even remember that show.
No.
You got him. You got
Sorry,
him.
Jimmy.
You got him.
Oh, every week these two characters would show up in, of course, always amazingly historic days and situations. You know, never a calm day in Kansas. They're on, like, the Titanic.
Oh.
So it's like Quantum Leap.
They were our new Titanic. I watched the Titanic show.
They made...
And that's that old lady and the man. That old lady and the man. Turned
Leonardo.
When they were young.
Yes,
Leonardo,
the movie.
That's him. And the lady was... when she was young, loved with him.
Yes.
That I do remember.
So wait, they're making
a new
version of the movie?
In real life, they actually built Titanic. We're getting into... Next year, I think spring or summer, they're going to go on the same...
Are they doing another show with that?
No, this is like real life, like right now.
Oh, they're filming it.
They built a second Titanic.
Oh,
they built like and a replica.
Yes,
that's
life. Replica of the ship.
And
a couple of money.
Telephone.
Now I think about Quantum Leap was clearly a ripoff of Time Tunnel.
That's
I'm
what I was thinking, Jimmy. Yeah, it
sounds like Quantum Leap to me.
Your description sounded like
Did
that.
I need a phone call?
I guess we have another call, so we'll go to the call here.
I know we had a call there. I heard a home phone call.
So new caller. What's your name? Where
you calling? Who are you calling? Phone call. Oh,
no bump MG.
New caller, are you there?
Hello?
All right, I've muted you. I'm not sure what your problem is with your phone there, but you were on the air and you were making a lot of noise.
Yeah, I heard that. That was rough.
Yeah, let's...
Cut the background and have a talk. Tell me, cut the background and have a talk.
All right.
Please don't. Sir, please don't abuse potato chip bags on the air.
True enough. 740 area code. I'm going to put you back on the air, but you got to, I don't know what that noise is, but, you know, be ready and say hello to Uncle, okay?
Come. Here we are. Caller, you're on.
All right. Sorry. 74 area code. You're going to have to try and call back when you don't have so much noise, because we're not getting anything but noise. Okay?
Yeah.
It sounds like food. It sounds like food action. I'm moving the food around.
It might be. Somebody's eating.
Yeah.
It wasn't
something like that.
What's going on?
Try back again, 740 area code. Okay? Please.
I think that was Mike on the field of the Kansas City game. What's going on with that, Cooley? Is
Could
that
be.
Still going?
No, KC1.
KC1.
KC1? They beat him?
Nope.
Really? It's not going still?
Nope, KC1.
Okay.
KC1.
What was the score? Final score. What is it, Cooley?
What was the final score?
17-20.
17-20. Kansas City. Okay.
Okay.
You heard here first, everybody.
Live sports update with 8 minutes left in the Uncle the Broadcast. We get a live update that Kansas City has won the game. Is that correct?
That's what I heard.
Okay.
Well, I'll be
dang. You know. Oh, we're getting a call. God help us.
Okay.
Who's on his line? Hold on. Who's on his line?
Looks like the 7. John? All right, 740 is calling back in, so hopefully they got their noise straightened out. Here we go. Dude.
You're making out with the phone or what?
It's the backler again. Come on, backler. Get out of here.
Okay.
Shame.
Well, sorry, we're not getting anything but noise. 740 area code. We're not getting anything but noise there. Sorry. Okay.
Nice try.
Sorry, guys.
I like to know the guy's name. At least give us a name.
Well, if he gave it,
his name's the Potato Chip Bag Lover.
It's the unknown. It's the unknown.
How do you know, Jimmy?
You're
making a noise.
740 would be Cambridge or Yanger or Caldwell.
Ah, so it's someone near Travis and Cooley responsible for such noise.
Let me see.
Maybe it was Crazy Robert calling in, or maybe it was Crazy Roy, or perhaps even Crazy was trying to call. One of them. That'd be my guess.
Yeah, it had to be one of those clowns.
Maybe it was Crazy Legs, Franz.
Crazy Legs. Crazy Legs. Yeah. Could have been Crazy Legs, too.
You know
yeah.
who I'm talking about.
Wait on a lady.
Whole lot of crazy going on over there, that's for sure. No doubt about it.
It says,
Yeah, I want to know what's up with that, Uncle. You never have any ladies going.
According to my 70, yeah, well, according to my area code lookup, it is somebody in Ohio. Apparently, Central Ohio has a 740 area code.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure is.
Well, who is Ruby?
You said we'll never
Central
know.
Ohio. Ohio.
Central, yeah.
Mm.
That'd be Marietta.
Marietta.
See who it is.
Hey, my recollection is if you drive far enough south into Ohio, all of a sudden it's pretty much like West Virginia. Like people have southern accents.
Somebody breathing.
Is it true, Cooley, that happens?
No.
Not true.
A further lookup says it's also an area code used in Southeast Ohio. I thought we were going to have a caller.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to have a caller from Australia, but Ray is too beat to call in from down under. But I appreciate you for listening, Ray, and also a shout out and a thanks because Ray has actually helped me with the BitChute channel lately. So big shout out, big up, big thanks, Ray. But I know you're too tired after work to call in. I get it. It's cool. But I thought you might call in.
Are you guys going to be on Thanksgiving Day or after?
Well, I'll be live. I don't know about anybody else.
I'm going to try my best. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Do we dare?
Oh, another call on the line.
Think it's the same number, guys. All right, don't get excited.
Should we go one more time?
It's the same.
One more time to the potato chip bag?
It's the same number. All right, dude, 740 area code. You're on hold right now. I'm going to bring you in, but try and get the noise under control, please, okay?
That's a noise part.
Oh. Back at it.
Dude. Come on. All right. Anyway.
Well, they tried, I guess.
He tried three times. He called in.
You thought my connection was bad, Chuck.
Hey, there's a guy with a bad connection.
Bad connection. He's got bad connection, that guy, whoever he is.
Uncle, where are
you? I don't even have his name.
You know,
Uncle, we're nearly done with the show.
The show's almost over.
Yeah, the show's nearly over here. Is that okay?
We're having fun. Stop talking, sidekick. We're having fun.
You might really like them bag of chips.
Yeah, I know that.
Maybe they're Frito-Lay.
Yeah,
it could be.
Got their wings out.
No, I think it's Doritos. It's the Doritos Locos conspiracy. It's Doritos, dude.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so we solved the problem then. We solved the problem then for the glasses, correct?
The drop glasses?
Yep.
I think so.
Yeah, we solved like that it. Problem.
We should probably
so
get...
We're thinking about pipes then. We'll think about them.
Maybe. Right. And we also have the coffee cups under consideration. The coffee cups I got a positive vote for on Friday, but seems like maybe your listeners are not as much into the coffee cups. They might want the drop glasses and the and pipes.
It sounds like they sounds like they're the two that they're looking at.
It sounds like our listeners, Uncle.
So,
because they want the drink.
Tells you something. My people want coffee cups. Your people want pipes. And drop glasses.
Just a minute. We're talking about the coffee cup. I'm talking.
All right, Uncle.
I was for you to have the cup, bro.
Oh, cool, man. Thank you, Cooley. I appreciate it. You need to get the shout out, so, Uncle, because you got three people on the line for shout outs.
Shout outs. All right, shout outs. Shout out the first shout out. Who's in the
chat? Who do you want to start with,
let's
Uncle?
Go. Why don't we start with Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then Cooley and his friend.
Travis.
What is it? What was his name?
Yeah.
Travis.
Yeah. So, okay, we got Jimmy.
Go ahead.
Shout outs.
I'll shout out to Potato Chip Back Man and everyone else. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Jimmy. We'll talk to you soon, man. Take care. Shout out. All right.
Somebody just messaged me on Skype and said, I know they're lying, but they said it was them. And what happened is that they are, they're actually dressed up for Halloween still as the unknown comic and they were pleasing themselves. So I don't know what that means.
That what was all the noise?
That he's lying.
So
he's making a joke.
Pants down about a week ago.
He's making a joke.
So Uncle, who's next in our shout out list here?
Cooley. I told you, Cooley, and then it's the other guy.
Yeah, yeah. So Cooley, who do you want to shout out to tonight?
Big shout out to you. Uncle, because you rock, and so do you, Franz and Chuck. Rock and Sock Connection in Arizona. Jake the Snake from San Diego, California. Jonas, and I think he's still in Columbus.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. By the way, real quick. Hey, Uncle, did...
Yeah.
Franz, know you about the new addition to the Cooley Digital Wheels?
No, he even told me.
I got the... Got me and the kids a side-by-side a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool, Uncle.
The side-by-side.
Yeah. It's good.
All right. Good shout outs, Cooley.
Which, by the way, Cooley shouted out to somebody in Arizona. We have two listeners in Arizona right now. One of them is in Cantina or Carina, Arizona. I can't read it. And the other one's in Phoenix. So maybe Cooley shouted out to somebody who was actually listening. Thanks, Cooley.
Could be. Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks for calling.
And the next caller that I shout out is the other guy. That is fine.
Travis.
Okay.
Your next.
Travis, you're
Whoever, it might be a minute before I come back on, because I think we're about to get some bad weather here, Shane.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
Travis, that's cool.
All right. UncleThePodcast.com. Also, check out Uncle the Podcast on social media, all your platforms and all that stuff. And that's the end of the show, which ended in a complete crash of the technology. Have a good night, everybody. There you go. Go ahead, Uncle. Say what you want to say. We're closing it.
Here's my 2180 show. Bye-bye.
Video stream for what that's worth.
See, I think it's too much on your bandwidth between the video and everything. I think it was too much on your bandwidth. It's too much for the upload.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Might be.
You really have to fix this machinery stuff there, Chuck. So
I think maybe if I get the Ethernet thing out here, it will work, because it seems to be working good back in Riverside. So
yeah.
I'll just have to get a little plug-in fix for this laptop, I guess.
That's the way that'll work. If you get it working there with the Ethernet, it'll be okay.
The time when Benjamin Fulford said that the Asian Secret Society was going to dispatch ninjas to take out the Illuminati to change the entire world for the better.
That ain't never going to happen. That never did.
It never did it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of false promises.
Fools? I can't say one.
We better not say and be polite, but there are no false promises at the Ocelli.com radio network.
That's exactly it. It's truth, the point, right to the point. And this is what I like. Straight to the point.
Ocelli.
Ocelli.com.
Listen now.
Listen now.